stress reaction, it should get better.
Just having to be supportive would be good.
All right?
All right, thank you.
All right,
you.
Well, don't get pregnant again.
That's good.
I mean, in a way, it's a good thing because it'll probably prevent you from getting pregnant again.
No.
At least we don't want to.
No, yeah. For a couple of weeks.
You don't think so?
For a few weeks.
I want to say something. Danielle?
Yeah?
You're still not using the pull-out method, are you?
No.
What are you using?
I'm on birth control pills, and we're using condoms. Well, if we ever do have sex again.
What happened the first time, the time you got pregnant?
I had gone off birth control because I was going to start the shot, the depo, and I went off for like 3 months, and then just it happened, and it was just a mistake.
Okay.
So.
All right. Take care of yourself.
She went out going on depo because she couldn't remember to take the pill.
Neil? Well, listen, don't kick her while she's down, Drew, for Christ's sake. Neil?
Yeah.
You're 17. What's up?
Yeah. Anyways, I have a question for Dr. Drew.
Mm-hmm.
And Adam, I don't want to hear any smart remarks from you until I'm off the phone.
All right.
Oh, that was hung up on you such as it was.
Yeah.
What?
I'm lucky I'm tired.
Okay.
I have the energy to push the button.
The last couple of weeks, I've been having dreams about, like, my guy friends and, like, messing around with them and stuff. And then, like, right when I wake up from the dreams, I'd be having an orgasm.
Hmm.
And, I mean, I have a girlfriend and everything, and I know I'm not gay. And I'm just wondering, you know, why I'm having dreams about this kind of stuff, you know. And
you're gay. Drew, please. Said he wasn't gay. How do you know you're not gay?
Because I'm just not. I mean, I don't have any thoughts, like, when I'm, you know, in my normal, when I'm not sleeping, you know. It's like just the last couple of weeks, I just have been having dreams about guys and that. You know.
Never before.
But never before. I've never had even thoughts, you know, just regular thoughts about it.
What are you doing with these guys?
Like, they're giving me a hand job, and I'm giving them a hand job.
So really? Like, you can't do better than that in a dream? That's low self-esteem if you dream about hand jobs.
It's a dream. Go for it.
Yeah, you should be getting into cornholing and BJs. I mean, you go, you know. Live a little.
It's not like anyone's going to hear it like the rest of the country.
Right. For tonight. All right, so, and these are specific friends of yours?
Yeah, like best friends of mine. Right. Like,
well, if you're...
good guy friends.
But if you're not gay, then what are you worried about?
Well, I'm just wondering why I would be having...
Well, they're normal.
Like
it's normal. Everyone gets those sorts of feelings of some type. And you may just have more than, you know, more of your share of this than average. And as long as it's not something that's troubling you in terms of your identity or your choices, it's just one of those feelings you get.
Yeah.
It's, and people have aggressive feelings. People have sexual feelings that sort of wash over them. And they're feelings. They're okay.
I mean,
they're part of you. But
look at it this way. How many, how much ass do you kick in your dreams?
Right.
You know what I mean? How many people? How many people have you stabbed? How many people have you shot? How many people have you bludgeoned?
None.
This is just my immediate family. I'm not even into the rest of society.
You kill people in your dreams?
All the time.
What?
All the time. I beat the crap out of people constantly.
Oh, well.
You're gay.
You are sick.
Yeah. You don't do that?
You are sick.
Really?
You scare me now.
Oh,
man.
Listen, you're next. Tonight, you're on my list,
I don't
buddy.
I know you, man.
You don't do that? Don't you get in those dreams
Everybody
where you're fighting,
that.
You're
course.
Punching, you're shooting, you know, you're strangling people, cutting their heart out, holding it above your head so that the rest of the world can see. You don't have that?
No, I know that.
No.
But there's at that point, there are aggressive feelings.
Right. Feelings. Yeah, then I get up and I go out in the world and it kicks the crap out of me. I don't do anything to anybody. All right, Neil?
Yeah.
You're fine.
All right.
Don't worry about it.
All right.
Okay, see you guys later.
We're fine.
All right, bye.
Yeah. Even in your sleep. Amy?
Yeah?
You're 17.
Yes.
You're on with the Perfect Circle, by the way. We're going to hear something off their CD real soon. Go ahead.
Don't mind us.
Well, I called probably about 2 to 3 weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
and I was the one who, like, could not get off while masturbating. And I have an update. I did. Hey.
Oh, great. We'll send you out a T-shirt.
Whatever.
And a box of Kleenex.
That's
but,
right.
Now I have a problem. See, I did it in water. And it, apparently it worked really well, and I tried it without water. It didn't work, and now I'm kind of worried, like, if I have, like, sex with a female again, like, if I won't be able to do anything because of the water would not be there.
If you had sex with a female again?
Yeah.
You're a lesbian?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't pull your file fast enough. Jesus Christ.
It's okay.
You know I don't care about our callers. I can't remember.
Become a lifeguard.
Yeah, why don't you get a job at a water park or something?
Well, the thing is, it's kind of hard to hold your breath that long.
Well, How long have you been a lesbian?
Details here, you're leaving out.
About 5 years.
About 5 years.
Since you were 12.
And do you have a partner now? A lesbian partner?
Yes, I do.
And she performs oral sex on you?
Well, no, not yet. We haven't had sex yet.
Well, send her down there with a water pick. You haven't had oral sex yet?
Well, I have before, but not with this person.
Keyword snorkel.
What use is there of being a lesbian if you haven't had oral sex yet?
I have, just not with this certain person.
Well, how long have you been with her?
Well, probably a few weeks, that's it.
Is she a lesbian?
Yeah.
How come you guys have you made out?
Yeah.
Are the bases the same for lesbians? I mean, you get the second base, you grab a boob, is that the same thing?
Yeah, practically, yeah.
With today's technology.
Yeah. I think there's like 11 bases now is the way. You go 2.5 times around
the
diameter.
With the shareware now, it's a whole different thing.
So, you guys, though, here's my point. I bet you would have an orgasm when the time comes that she performs oral sex on you.
Oh.
Why don't you just assume you will?
Agreed.
Especially if she's a water sign.
Yeah. And then you can call that. What is that, a Pisces? Is that a water sign?
Makes sense. Aquarius? I don't know.
Why don't you call back if you don't have the orgasm after she goes down on you?
Okay, I will.
All right. What'd you do? Get in the bathtub and do
that? I was talking to her, and she told me that it works so well if you're doing it in the bathtub. So I tried it, and now because I'm in the bathtub, I get happy.
Yeah, but I don't think people are talking about we use your hands in the bathtub?
Yeah.
No, they're talking about using, like, the spigot or the water, the actual falling water.
No.
You're just floating in the bathtub?
Yeah, I'm just taking a bath.
That's not what people were talking about.
Wow. But hey, if it works, fine.
There you go. You're one of the lucky ones.
Yeah.
All right, you have more reason to have no problem.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Good times.
Bye.
All right. Heather?
Yes.
Boy, she's just floating in the tub. You're 23. What's up?
I had a question for Maynard.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. I decoded the album, and it says on there, La Cascade des Prénoms.
Nice touch.
I want to know what that means.
La Cascade des Prénoms. I don't know. I don't speak French.
True. What does that mean?
Like it's like a waterfall. Waterfall of whatever pronoun.
First name. Yeah, waterfall of first names. Yeah. You win a prize.
You win a prize. You're the first one, including journalists.
Really?
How did you decode it? Heather?
Excuse me?
How did you decode it?
It took a long time because my friend said, this is Chinese. I said, no, that's not, you know? So it took me all night. I worked on it. And then the next day I woke up and I thought, you know what? These words on top have to be the names of the song. So I counted them and there was 13 or whatever. And I don't know. I just worked with it. I think there's one song with three letters in the name of it. And so I used that one.
I see.
Just made a little.
Yeah, I'm looking for that, but I don't see it. There's a song with the word, with the number three in it, and there's a four letter.
Yes, three Libras. That's how I figured it out.
All right. Well, good. Yeah, and what are these characters on the front of the album? Drew, what is that?
I have no idea.
Maynard, Bailey?
They're just a font that we created.
Really? Well, it looks pretty official.
So she actually decoded?
Yeah.
A lot of time on her hands.
Wow. All right, Heather.
Okay.
All right, you call us
back. We're proud of you, Heather.
Call us when they get the cable fixed, okay?
Thank you for caring.
Exactly. Taking courses in accounting with an eye to the future.
Where's the Rosetta Stone that allowed you to do that?
All right, hold on a second there, Heather. We're going to take ourselves a little break. Perfect Circle is our guest tonight. They got themselves a beautiful new CD out, and we're going to hear something off it when we come back.
You're about to get funky, yo. This Loveline, 1-800-LOVE-191.
Oh,
we'll be right back.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
Hey, this is Andy Dick from News Radio. I want to take a quick minute to talk about unsafe sex. Don't do it. If you're going to have sex, use a latex condom. You have enough to worry about in your life already. You don't need a sexually transmitted disease, do you? Unless you want one. If you want one, go for it. Using a condom shows you're smart, so use a latex condom.
Brought to you by Westwood One Entertainment and Trojan, America's number one condom. Trusted for over 80 years.
Honey, I took a first response pregnancy test. Jenny's getting a brother or sister.
Great, but you're only a day late.
It works that soon. First Response,
so advanced it can be used as soon as the first day of your missed period. No at-home test works sooner, and it's over 99% accurate in lab tests. Use as directed. See your doctor as recommended.
Jenny, you're going to have a baby to play with.
Where is it?
Growing in mommy's tummy.
Better get it out now.
Why?
There's no room in there.
First response. Nobody tells you sooner.
An unplanned pregnancy often sounds like this. An unplanned pregnancy can sound discord in anyone's life, but Birthright can help. Perhaps you're worried about finances and good medical care. Maybe you're concerned about the reactions of family and friends. Whatever your needs, you will find that your Birthright volunteer is a non-judgmental friend with a willing ear to listen and a helping hand in sorting out and solving your problems. Birthright offers free confidential pregnancy tests, counseling regarding all alternatives, financial assistance, medical referrals, and a continuing range of both emotional and practical support. So if you are involved in the discord of an unplanned pregnancy, remember, you have a friend at Birthright.
Birthright cares about you.
Call the Birthright office nearest you. They're in the business white pages.
How low can they go? It's superstore clearance time going on now at Sex World. For a limited time, Sex World drop and trowel.
Oh!
With great deals on a huge selection of adult videos, name brand stuff, and 800 superstars. Full length, uncut. Three for just $19.99. Need more? Take four. Four packs of hot triple X action are an unbelievable $29.99. Videos, DVDs, adult toys, and more. It's all gotta go to make room for the truckloads that are on their way. Lingerie, clothing, shoes and sportswear. Something for everyone.
Is there something for me?
Yeah, even you, Granny. Sex World's got it and it's priced to sell. Check out the deals on two packs of Sex Eat magazine. Page after page of homegrown talent. The Real Girls Next Door. Two for just $7.99. With prices like these, they won't last long. Hurry in for best selection. Superstore clearance time at Sex World. 241 2nd Avenue North in the Warehouse District. Downtown Minneapolis. Sex World featuring live booth girls 24 hours a day. Is this a great country or what?
As you sit in your parents' basement after graduation, trying to decide which side of the laundry room the Black Sabbath poster should go, try this simple test. Open the door and listen. Is that the sound of prospective employers lined up outside, job opportunities in hand, waiting to talk to you? Maybe that was the wrong door. Try the other one.
Hello?
You must not have gone to Dunwoody Institute, where graduates of our 16 exciting programs in areas like machine tool and die, auto service, and automation technology are able to choose from an average of 6 job opportunities each after graduation. Call Dunwoody Institute today at 612-374-5800.
If you're interested in learning about printing and graphics production and haven't seen Dunwoody's multi-million-dollar state-of-the-art printing facility, contact Tracy today at 612-374-5800 to arrange a tour. That's 374-5800. Call today.
At Spence Diamonds, we've never tried to be all things to all people. From the beginning, we've stayed true to our focus of dealing in one product only, diamonds. I'm Doug Spence, and at our Roseville or Bloomington showroom, you won't find colored gems, watches, or porcelain figurines of old sea captains. Spence Diamonds specializes in diamonds so that we can focus all our attention on being the best in the diamond business. As specialists, we import rough diamonds directly from our overseas office in the diamond capital, Antwerp, Belgium. Then, at Spence Diamonds, we cut and polish the diamonds to exacting proportions. This means Spence Diamonds can provide you with the very best in quality and value. For your engagement ring or anniversary diamond, visit Spence Diamonds in Roseville or Bloomington and shop with confidence at the Diamond Specialists.
Minnesota's leading bridal diamond destination, Spence Diamonds, in Roseville on County B2 near Snelling, right across from Rosedale Center, and in Bloomington on Lindale, just south of the 494. Shop weeknights till 8, weekends till 5.
Hi, it's Billy of Zone 105, and these are the Zone Files. What better band could there be to bring the power of music to a war-torn country than a group called Tonic? The rock trio will be the first group to visit U.S. troops stationed in Bosnia and Kosovo as a part of the new USO concert series. Singer Emerson Hart says, quote, if there was ever a group group of people who needed some rock and roll, it would be those troops over there in Bosnia and Kosovo. For the great job they're doing, they deserve some entertainment. In all, it's expected that the band will perform for over 6,000 American service members.
The Zone Files, heard daily on Alternative Classics Zone 105.
Alternative Classics Zone 105 wants to send you on an alternative holy pilgrimage to the Holy Land, Bethlehem. Actually, not quite so holy. Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, for the Bethlehem Music Festival to see Duran Duran. Frankincense, myrrh, baptisms, and Duran Duran.
Nice!
To register, just email, fax, or send Zone 105 a postcard with your three favorite wise, zone artists. And the Reverend Brian and the Virgin Mary will choose a lucky disciple at random. Duran Duran in Bethlehem,
Pennsylvania.
From Northwest Airlines, sending Minnesota to over 750 cities worldwide and Alternative Classics. Zone 10105.
This is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Loveline on the Zone 105.
Yep. It is Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there. Billy Maynard are both here from a perfect circle. Maria de Noms. Did I do
good
that
enough,
right?
Good enough.
Good enough. That's the name of the new CD. It is out. You can see them tomorrow night at the Pond with Nine Inch Nails, and then San Francisco, Portland, Spokane, Sacramento, Salt Lake City, and Denver all coming up in the next couple of weeks, all with Nine Inch Nails. So if you're in any of those cities and you want to see that concert, I suggest you go out and get a ticket soon. We're going to hear something off the new CD. I think we'll take one call and then we'll hear the song, Judith. Steven?
Yeah.
You're 15?
What's up, mayonnaise?
What's up? Oh, yeah, it's my rap name. I forgot.
That's my main mayonnaise. Hey,
yeah,
you helped me out last
Snoop Dogg called me by my rap name, mayonnaise. That's got man A's, you know, and I'm white.
Yeah, because the man showing, because you're the man.
Yeah, yeah, I think it's good if I only could rap now, but I'm working on that.
Oh, yeah, that'll happen. Steven, what's going on?
Nothing much. I just, first of all, you guys are my heroes, and you're part of the reason why the situation I'm in. There's a guy kind of crazy in my geometry class, and about a month and a half ago, I don't know when it was, he sang North to Alaska.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was sleeping, and I crept up on him in geometry, and I sang it real loud. I said, North to Alaska, you know, like you did.
Yeah.
And
North to Alaska, come on, the rush is on. That was me singing.
Yeah, that's enough to piss off anyone.
That's
yeah.
Beautiful. But he woke up, and he jumped up, knocked chairs down. I started using the F word and everything, and he got really crazy. And he's just been really weird since then. And then Thursday, the cops came and took him in fifth period. Because they heard from someone that he had a hit list to kill people.
Okay.
And the cop, on-campus cop, came to me today, and he let me know that I was on it.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
So it's a good thing you sung North to Alaska while he was sleeping.
Well, it kind of pissed me off, and I feel like, you know, sending the lyrics to Juvenile Hall. But
is that where he is now?
Yeah, he's in custody right now. He's not going to come back to the school. I hope they keep him for a while.
Is he a criminal from way back? Or?
No, he's just a really strange guy. He was talking about natural-born killers and how he had the director's cut and all sorts of weird stuff.
And he had a hit list of people at the school?
Yeah, me and one of my good friends were on it, and a couple guys on the football team, along with me, were on it.
Jeez, yeah.
Power of music.
I remember in high school people were scared of the jocks. Now it's like the jocks are scared they're going to get shot by a guy in a trench coat.
Yeah, I'm scared assless. I mean, I'm, you know, thinking I'm going to be out there on the football field this summer, and, you know, he could come back and just...
Yeah.
Have you talked to your parents about it?
My mom, she said, you know, don't worry about it if they got him in custody. I just, my question was, is I don't know, the first, I'm one of those guys, you know, kind of like you, Adam, I think everything's a big joke.
Right.
And I heard a rumor about it on Friday, last Friday, and I thought it was funny. And I was kind of, you know, just joking with my friend about it because we thought we were both going to be on it, but we didn't know because he was just absent the next
day. Well, why did they release this hit list? How did you find out about it?
You have to.
They didn't release it, but some people saw him get taken. during...
No, wait a minute. If the police or a psychiatrist becomes aware that he has intention to kill somebody, something called a Tarasov law, where you've got to notify the people in danger.
Yeah, that's what they did. The cop came today, and he said he had to go around and tell everybody who was on it, that was on it.
Wow. All right. So, well, you're out of harm's way, thanks to me.
Yeah. Once again,
I've saved a young student.
So it's a good situation, all right, because the guy's in custody, he's under supervision, he'll be on medication, no doubt, when he gets out, and you know to stay the hell away from him. If you see him, just, you know, everybody get down. Just stay away.
Just drop and roll.
Because the police officer said that he was going to come on the last day of school, which is my final for that class, and he was going to... that was supposedly what he was going to do. So should I? Is it okay to go to school that day?
Yeah. You should ask that the school provide some supervision.
I wouldn't go. But then again, you know,
you
I used
go anyway.
I used to miss. I miss, like, you know, they have senior ditch day. Like it's sort of the end of June or the middle of June when all the seniors just hit the beach after finals or whatever. I participated in that 4 years running, like 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th grade. Actually, every day was senior ditch day when I was a senior, but yeah, I wasn't much of a student.
Hear a song.
Drew, you want to hear a song?
Yeah.
All right. This is from Perfect Circle, and this is called Judith.
Oh,
Oh, yes. That's from the A Perfect Circle live at Budokan. Miranda Gnomes is the name of the CD. That was Judith, just one of the good songs on the CD. We'll hear another good song the next hour. Let's hop back onto the phones. Drew, we've had horrible calls tonight. Do you notice that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Chris?
Weird energy.
Yeah, Chris, you're 15.
Yes.
You got a rash in your penis for 2 weeks?
Yes.
Have you been with a woman?
Yeah, about three weeks ago, I went to this party, and I had sex with this girl. Well, everybody says I had sex with this girl.
I see.
And I don't remember if I used a condom or not, and I just wanted to know if it could be an STD.
Yeah, you had sex with an unprotected, possibly with a new partner? Sure.
Absolutely. All right, so go get checked out.
Gotta be checked.
I'm going to start burning through some of these. Austin?
Oh, yeah.
You're 17. You're on with the Perfect Circle, by the way.
Oh, that's right. Well, you see, I got my girlfriend pregnant, and she wants to have an abortion. And I don't want her to. And do I have any rights?
You'd rather her have the child and then you leave her?
No, I don't want to leave her at all. She can leave the child. I want the child. I don't want the child to get killed.
How about the child up for adoption for some...
Fine with me.
All right.
Is that all right?
Yeah, one other thing.
Yeah, maybe she can do that.
One other thing?
Yeah. Can I ask Maynard something?
Sure.
Hey, Maynard, ask me if I'm a tree.
What was Mike's on?
Well, turn his mic on, Anderson. Thanks.
Yeah.
He wants to know if you're a tree. I'm repeating it for Maynard. He's tired.
Are you a tree?
No.
Okay, Austin. Thanks for that, all right, buddy?
Yeah, it's great. Thanks.
All right. Drew, here's what we've got. Here's what we've turned on with this show. Wow. The hop. One more.
Yeah.
One more thing. It's always the one that gets you.
Yeah.
It's never a good one. Paul?
How about one less?
Paul?
Yes.
You're 23.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
All right, now this is going to be good, yes. You caught your wife in bed with a 15-year-old?
Yep.
All right, that is good.
15-year-old what?
Okay. Well, boy.
15-year-old boy. Okay.
Yeah. All right, what happened was it was a typical come home early from work, you know.
All right, hold on, Paul. We're going to take a little break.
Okay.
All right. Listen, one thing I've learned from this show, once you establish a schedule and you're married, stay on it. Don't ever break and come home early because there's going to be a clown raping your wife in the living room.
Rodeo clown?
Rodeo clown, circus clown. There's many different kinds of clowns, but rest assured, one of them is going to be on your wife in the living room.
The day,
you can't even come home from work 10 minutes early without finding your wife in some sort of compromising position. So just don't do it. Hey, if you get cut off work early, go to the batting cage, see a movie, or just drive in a circle around your block, but do not enter that house.
A perfect circle.
Oh, very nice.
Oh,
Drew.
My.
And because of that segue, we'll be back with a perfect circle, and Paula found a 15-year-old and his wife after this.
What's up? Bye-bye. Loveline will be right back.
This is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
Gabby's presents the Twin Cities official South Park Wednesday.
Maybe I can lure him to a night of exotic delectation.
Head to Gabby's every Wednesday night starting at 8:30. Upstairs, a $3 cover gets you 50-cent taps all night long and a free taco bar until the end of South Park. Yay! And after the show, Gabby's opens up the dance floor and takes you back to the 80s. Plus, they give away cash every half hour from 10 until midnight, and you'll keep enjoying those 50-cent taps. Your official South Park headquarters is Gabby's. Join me, Brian Oak, this Wednesday night at Gabby's, located on the hip northeast side of Minneapolis, just north of Broadway on Marshall, right on the Mississippi. South Park Wednesdays at Gabby's, brought to you by Comedy Central, Media One, and Gabby's Saloon and Eatery. Join us at Gabby's this Wednesday for your chance to win a Trek mountain bike from Penn Cycle with 5 Metro locations. Ride on, ride on with Penn Cycle.
Thanks, Big Tobacco, for causing incidents in young men.
Thank you, Big Tobacco.
for destroying our lives.
I love him so much. I hope you feel really good about it.
I have a soul.
Thank you, Big Tobacco.
But you haven't got me yet, and you
can just take those cancer sticks and shove them up there.
Thank you. So much.
In addition to that, thank you for Selena.
We didn't need all those people anyway.
You've been targeting us for so long.
Now we're going to target you.
When I was sure my family was okay, I went out looking for my customers to see if they needed help.
On a Sunday in January, a tornado hit Jackson, Tennessee. Bill Page, an Allstate agent, was there.
You can always buy insurance. Everywhere you turn, there's someone who'll tell you how easy it is to save a dollar. But what happens when the sky starts falling and you need help? People who buy insurance without an agent, for instance, who goes out looking for them?
Some kind of insurance is always available, some just over the phone. Bill Page is available face-to-face. His office is open weekdays till 6, Saturdays till 1. And Bill's office can discuss your policy and start your claim 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Lots of companies sell insurance, but no one has people like Allstate.
You're in good hands with Allstate. Mine.
Allstate Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois. And like Bill Page, most of our agents' offices are ready for your call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Loveline on the Zone 105. It is Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. It's Dr. Drew. A Perfect Circle's our guest tonight. We got Billy Maynard both in here from the band. They will be at the Anaheim Pond tomorrow night with Nine Inch Nails, and then down the coast, and then back toward Sacramento, Salt Lake City, and Denver. And Amy Mann is going to be in here tomorrow night, who's someone who's real good, who I've always appreciated and never met. So we'll talk to her tomorrow night. Do you know Amy Mann?
No.
Okay, good times. Paul?
Yeah.
Nice touch.
You're 23. Isn't she married to Michael Penn? Is that?
Sure.
Yes. Okay. Paul?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You're 23. You came home from work early.
Yeah, I came home from work early, went in the house as normal.
Yeah.
Started heading for the bedroom because she wasn't out in the living room. And peeked around the hallway there, and she was giving this 15-year-old a BJ.
Mm-hmm. Well.
And I mean, yeah. You know, it's like, of course, you know, you walk up and, you know, well, what the hell's going on?
Yeah.
You know, so it's like, you know, we big old fight ensued. And
what did he do? He got back on his bike and rode away here.
He ran away.
Big wheel. What was he on? On foot or on big wheel?
On foot.
He wasn't on a pogo stick or a hopperoo or anything? No.
Nah,
hop.
Huh?
Yeah, and who was this kid?
My brother.
No.
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
Now, hold on a second. I got to discuss this in my mind. Do we believe this guy?
Why did he include that in the story in the first place?
The brother part? Yeah, yeah, I mean, why didn't he say that at the top?
Why didn't he just say that it was my brother? The 15-year-old part is
that
part
the kicker.
The 15-year-old was the kicker.
Yeah, on the other hand, why would he have improvised the brother? Do you know what I mean? Seemed like it was a pretty outlandish call.
I think he's a porno writer and just we're his test audience. He's trying to check it out.
What the hell line was he on, Drew?
Three.
All right, hold on. Let's try this again. Paul?
Okay.
Why didn't you come forward with the brother information at the top of the story?
Because it is so embarrassing, you guys can't even begin to imagine.
Okay,
so you okay.
All right. I'll buy that. Yeah. And what's up with your wife? Because this is really going to help us believe this.
How old is your wife?
She will be 29 here in a few days.
Well, what's up with her?
What? Yeah, is she an alcoholic?
60 milligrams of Prozac a day.
What's her history, though? What made her this way?
She maintains its work. She's...
Is she work at a daycare center, or what do you mean work?
She don't work no longer.
I see.
I'd rather not say what she did.
What kind of work did she do?
It was
entertainment?
Either she was
medical field.
Oh, okay.
But,
Nurse, Adam.
Nurse,
but no,
right?
Her history is, you know, it's like her dad died when she was 6. Yeah. You know, she went through her teenage years as an addict.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
All right.
She's out now again too. I bet you.
You know, I don't know.
Oh yeah.
All right. Now, boy. And what's up with your kid brother?
Well, needless to say, we don't talk about it.
Yeah. And, you know, if he thought you got he got a good ass kicking for running over a skateboard,
well, I cut him a lot of slack.
This is really going to do it. What's that?
I cut him a lot of slack because he was drunk.
He was drunk?
Yeah, she got him drunk.
He's 15.
Oh, boy.
Hey, well, she should be in jail.
No kidding.
Listen, you don't have any kids, do you?
Yeah, we do.
Ooh, how many?
One.
All right. Listen, take him out to the desert and just drop him off. He'll have a better chance.
Who's prescribing
really
the Prozac?
Huh?
Who's just drop him off in the desert. Just go halfway to Vegas and throw him out of the car, and he'll have a better chance of having a good childhood.
Unacceptable.
Raised by a dingo and a turtle.
But, well, my main question is she keeps, you know, saying, you know, well, we can work this out, we can work this out. And it's like, I don't know how to get across. No, we can't.
Yeah. And well, listen, Paul, you married a piece of work.
No kidding.
Yeah, and you're
seller on eBay.
You're gonna have to look into that. I mean,
why you did that?
Why you married such a piece of work? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And maybe not for this, but in the future, don't turn the whole thing on her. All of you people that get hooked up with maniacs and people that act out, and you know, people are abusing substance and stuff. Figure you married them. So you got to take some responsibility for it and look into it so you don't marry another one. In the meantime, I wouldn't blame you for breaking things off. I do worry about your kid.
Yeah.
I bet you, in light of what's happened, the court might award you custody.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And maybe your best you may just have to cut your losses, get a divorce, and raise your kid as best you can.
And she needs a lot of help. Who's prescribing the Prozac?
Her psychiatrist.
Okay. Well, have you tried calling the psychiatrist and discussing what's happened?
Well, I haven't. I'm going to see a psychiatrist myself.
Good.
And, I mean, it's just, I'm going insane with this.
I bet. Yeah. Get releases from each other so each other's psychiatrist can talk to one another so they can help you try to figure out how to deal with this.
And what do you do for a living?
I'm in transport.
I see. All right, that narrows it down.
Hospital transport.
I see.
She's a nurse. She's a hospital.
I see. Ambulance.
Not really.
All right. Well, anyway, hey, Paul.
Yeah.
Listen, I'd go ahead and get that divorce. I'd look out for my child, number one.
Right.
And you're going to have to try to do something with your kid brother because he's on a collision course himself.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
So what, like get him in therapy or?
You know, you may just have to like sit down and talk to him and just sort of, you know, offer up the peace pipe with him or
possibly
something.
Possibly also bring him into this therapeutic environment you're going to be creating. He's going to be seeing somebody. So.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
But
so,
you're going to have caretakers. You got to reflect with them on all these issues.
I'm sorry, Paul, but you know what? You marry a crazy woman, and this is the kind of ass that happens.
Well, she wasn't crazy, you know, to begin with.
Yeah. I think she's out. I think she's using.
Do you think she's out using it?
Yeah, I do. It's that behavior. If she's not, she is now.
I really hope she's using Paul, because if she's not using, I want to know what she's doing when she goes out.
Yeah.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah. All right, Paul, listen, just get a divorce.
That sounds about right.
And take care of your kid, please.
All right, thanks a lot.
All right, take care of yourself. Well, poor Paul. But listen, don't have kids with crazy people, all of you. Please, you're ruining the world. All you people that are reproducing with effed up people, that's what's ruining the world. Drew and his triplets, not worried about. His wife, the jury's still out on, but the triplets are being raised by the au pair, and they're doing fine, right, Drew?
My wife's raising the triplets.
Oh, she is?
Yeah.
Oh,
and they're fine, though.
Who's raising the au pair? The point is all you saying together, people who want to have kids, hey, have as many as you like. Have a goddamn country. I don't care. But you effed up people? I mean, what chance does this kid have being raised by this kind of mama? Of course the kid's going to be effed up. And if you don't think that kid's going to be effed up, let's check into what this chick's mom was like.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think her mom and daddy were like? You know what I'm saying?
Nightmares.
I'm sure of it. All right. Brad?
Yes.
You're 16.
Yes. For one, I'd just like to say that you guys are the greatest. I love both of you. You're my role models, and I'd just like to say that. And
thanks. You talking about me and Drew or Billy and Maynard?
Oh, you and Drew. I'm sorry.
All right. That's
fine.
No, it's fine with you.
I've been trying to call you guys forever. I thought starting to think that maybe your callers were fake. And I just want to say one thing before I get to my question.
you know how you're always bringing up things from old TV shows that they never do anymore?
Yeah.
That thing that they, how they keep screwing up the, some guy's name, and then at the end of the show, that guy, he says his own name wrong.
No.
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 I do know what you mean when they start screwing up a name, and they get going, and the guy screws it up, too.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily at the end. Yeah, that's good, but not great. It's not even good.
All right, what's wrong, Brad? What's the question?
Sorry. I was just wondering if methamphetidate is the same thing as Ritalin?
Yes.
And
methamphetamine, yeah.
And is that bad to mix with pot?
No.
It's not good.
I see Rick Koop talking about it last week on KC.
Do you have ADD?
I used to.
And is there addiction in your family?
Yeah.
Do you smoke a lot of pot?
No, not really.
All right. Well,
you got to smoke a certain amount to come up with those sort of lame TV show analogies.
And you got a little bit of a laugh going, too.
Oh, sorry.
Right. No, no, I mean the pot laugh.
I know. I was talking to Adam.
All right. All right. Don't,
you smoke,
don't,
you smoke a fair amount, huh?
Yeah. Okay. Don't mix them. Hey, Brad, you're 16, right? You worship me. You look at me as a god, right?
Yeah. And I go to junior college, too.
Already?
Yeah.
Ooh, that, now that's...
At 16?
Yeah.
That's okay, isn't it?
Yeah. What happened?
I don't know. I'm one of those little nerdy kids, I guess.
Wow. All right. Listen, don't screw yourself up with all the drugs and stuff. Wait till your brain dries, all right?
That ADD.
Dry at 18.
There's probably the addictive gene there. The ADD and addiction go together very tightly, so be careful.
Really?
Yeah, be very careful. All right?
Here's the deal, everybody. Before 18, leave your brain alone. After 18, smoke pot and hit yourself on the head with a bowling pin and drop acid. It's fine with me. Just let your brain dry.
Just wait.
Plenty of time. Listen, I didn't start effing myself up until recently.
Joy.
Yeah. You know, I didn't become a boozer or drug addict or anything until just recently.
And most of my friends in high school that were drinking in high school have a problem with it now.
Right. Save yourself. I'm not going to have a problem until I'm in my 40s. Right, Drew?
Good times.
All right. We'll be back.
Love Line. Love Line. With Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew. We'll be right back before you know it.
This is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Love Line on the Zone 105.
What does it mean to be Cup crazy?
Hull up behind the net. Backhands it to the crease. Safe. Rebound score. Dallas wins. Mike Modano.
You got to really sacrifice physically and emotionally for 2 months to keep playing and just kind of live to see another day. And that one gleaming moment of being on top of the world, I think that's what we all strive to do.
Follow the Stanley Cup playoffs every night on ESPN and ESPN2 and every weekend on ABC.
The biggest name in club music is back with 24 smash hits on two unforgettable CDs. It's the Best of Club Mix from KTEL Coldfront with number one dance hits by Tag Team, Christine W., Robin, LaBouche, Moby, and more. Two CDs, 24 nonstop hits. The Best of Club Mix. Pick it up at Best Buy or at KTEL.com.
Does it have attitude? Does it have personality? Does it have style? At Great Clips, we know that to be a great haircut, it's got to be in sync with you. Your look, your image, your taste. That's why every Great Clips stylist receives ongoing postgraduate instruction at the Great Clips Advanced Training Centers. It's where they keep current on all the latest trends, hottest styles, and newest techniques. It's also where they learn how to ask the right questions and listen to what you have to say. So no matter which Great Clips you visit or which stylist cuts your hair, your haircut will always fit you. Your image, your look, your style. Guaranteed. And with convenient weekend and evening hours and easy-to-find locations, you can always get your haircut when it fits your schedule, not ours. Great Clips. Guaranteed satisfaction. Guaranteed style.
Would you like to have your own unique website? Create your own. If you have a good idea and want to turn it into an original, creative, and dynamic website, then get enrolled in MindLeap's Summer Web Development Class. Enroll in a class that teaches you what tools you need to create a website the way you want it to look and sound. When you enroll in MindLeap's Web Development Class, you can expect to learn about HTML, JavaScript, e-commerce, ASP, XML, InterDev, and much more. Not only will you learn how to create the website, you also learn how to make it dynamic by adding sound, database connectivity, and graphics. Get enrolled at a school school that is concerned about your success. MindLeap is setting the standards in education and technology by providing their students with instructor-led classes, hands-on, project-based learning, and teaching them with the latest tools and technologies. Every student attending classes works on their own computer and is led through actual projects that gives you the hands-on experience that you desire. Don't worry about getting lost among large class sizes either, because there will never be more than 12 students in your class. Call MindLeap at 952-884-3167. MindLeap is conveniently located at 8120 Penn Avenue South in Bloomington, right off 494. Once again, the number is 952-884-3167.
Hello there. Do you like music? I do. And if you're anything like me, you like the bass. Yes, the deep down, funky boom boom, emanating from a fine car stereo. That's it. That is really nice. Now, this is fine, but it's not much without a little wiki-wiki. Oh. There you have it. Now, imagine how nice it would sound if you had a great stereo that was custom installed by talented installers. That's what you can get right now at Audio King. Indeed, you'll find subwoofers to kick the boom-boom deep into your trousers. You'll find tweeters to highlight the Chickasaw-shaws, and amps to provide extra power for an immaculate wiki-wiki. Audio King, the only place to go for serious car audio.
Alternative Classics Zone 105 with more at-work listening awards. Zone 105 has your chance to win a new Buell Lightning motorcycle from St. Paul Harley-Davidson Buell. Plus, Zone 105 will be giving away $105 a day. If you win the cash, you'll be qualified to win a brand new Buell Lightning. To win, just listen to Brian Oak and Mary Lucia each weekday morning at 7:20 when they announce the Alternative Classics Song of the Day. When you hear the Alternative Classics Song of the Day played, be the 15th caller at 989-9105 and we'll set you up with $105 cash and a key that could start your new Buell Lightning. Check out zone105.com for more details and special insights on winning. Call them e-tips, if you will. A new Buell to cruise through the summer with and free cash from St. Paul Harley-Davidson Buell and your at-work radio station, Alternative Classics, Zone 105.
Hey, this is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
We're smack in the middle of the zone. 105.
Zone 105. KZNR Lakeville. KZNT Cambridge. KZNT Eden Prairie. This is Zone 105.
Yep, it is Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there. Perfect Circle's our guest tonight. Billy Howard Ellis here and Maynard from Tool and Perfect Circle. We're going to hear something else off the new CD in just a little bit. And until then, we'll hop back on the phone. Melissa?
Yes?
You're 20?
Yes, going to be 21.
You're going to be 21?
Uh-huh.
Let me write that down.
Let's see, 20 and then 21?
Yeah. See, that's interesting, because I went from 20 to 22, and then I went back to 21, and then I went to 23, and then since then I've been on.
I see. That's pretty average.
Yeah. I screwed myself, though, because I couldn't buy beer for an extra year. I didn't think that went out.
That was your mom's idea.
Yeah. Melissa, what's up?
Okay, well, I've been with my boyfriend for over 3.5 years,
mm-hmm.
and we're, like, very sexually active, but I haven't had an orgasm yet.
I see. Well, maybe when you're 21.
No.
Oh.
And, like, okay, this is the thing that, like, it's, like, really weird, because
I got to say something. This is what I love about women. No orgasm for 3.5 years, still very sexually active. Guys, that'd be it. That'd be it real early.
A couple
days, right. Right back to the Nintendo. Did he perform oral sex on you?
A lot. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Props.
Yeah. Boy. And each time he rolls that oral sex dice, it's snake eyes, huh?
Yeah, but... Yeah.
God bless him, though. He keeps going back to the well. Pardon the pun. Do you get close?
Yeah. No, I don't.
No.
I don't
feel you ever fake one for him?
No, I've told him that I haven't had one.
Okay.
I told him, well, I don't think I have, because I'm not sure. Like, I don't know how it's supposed to feel.
So desire for sex yet disconnected.
Hello?
Interesting. Yeah. Yeah,
but
I'm with Maynard there.
I think, like, I don't know, like, The other, like, I had a full body massage, and I really do think that I had one while I was getting a massage.
Sure.
I mean, I don't know how it's supposed to, like, it was just weird.
Massage with a happy ending.
Down to my feet.
Was it a guy doing the massage?
It was a girl.
And what did she do?
She was just doing the normal full body massage, and, like, I felt, like, screaming, like, kicking. But, like, I just, like, took my foot off the pillow where I was lying, you know?
Yeah.
And I didn't know what to do. I was, like, I was going to freak out. I felt, like, screaming.
Really? And she didn't touch any of your private parts or anything?
No, it's not like, no.
I see.
But
another,
I think that's the way it's supposed to feel.
Yeah, no, that's it. That's another wonder of the woman, right?
Right.
She can't, she has sex regularly, can't orgasm, but the massage.
Sweaty guy and her banging away fruitlessly for 3.5 years, and she goes down to the corner and some chick gets her off by rubbing her neck.
Yeah.
No, but it's not just...
and burning a little incense. Yep.
Well, today I went back to get another massage, and it was a man, and I had the same feeling.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Why don't you have your boyfriend do what these guys do?
No, it's not that. It's just, like, I don't know what's wrong with him, I mean, or with me, or what.
Ooh. Wow, that hurt.
I felt that.
Yeah. 3.5 years, so maybe you're not in love.
But I am. I mean,
really?
I think I am. No. Yeah, I mean, I haven't. We're still together.
Oh. Well, that qualifies as love.
You're too lazy to break up, that's why.
So people that are sharing a jail cell are in love?
Yes, that's very true.
In ways.
Yeah.
What do you suggest? Do you think, like...
I think you're done with this guy.
You really think so?
Yeah, and I think you think you're done with him, too, on some level. But you just sort of, you're nice and you got into this routine.
Sometimes I feel like it's because I'm used to him. Used to the relationship.
You've had him since you've been his girlfriend since you were 17.
Since I was 17.
Yeah, you don't know anything else, and it's really normal for people to kind of go on from there, to have other relationships.
Yeah.
And your body's telling you something, and you're telling us something, even though you don't realize you are, that this may be time for this, and that's okay. It's healthy. It's normal.
All right.
Okay, well, thank you.
All right.
Bye.
All right. Have fun, man. Wow. Yeah, women are great. Women can have orgasms driving a manual shift or and a piece of workout apparatus at the gym or getting a full body massage.
But I don't know if you've heard that vivid a description of that difference where they're having lots of sex, lots of oral sex, nothing happens. She has a neck massage, pow.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I've had an orgasm
during
that. That's
not like some kind of indication of some kind of... something physical, early age, kind of disconnected.
No, it means she's not in love. Adam's right. And okay. Women, when they can get to that sort of place emotionally,
right.
It all just happens.
Okay.
And so she's more apt to get there in a quiet moment, you know, with the new age music going, having a massage, than with her boyfriend who makes her frustrated and contained, you know, keeps her sort of stuck in this developmental stage that she wants to break out of.
Guys are the exact opposite. They could have a woman they were madly in love with give them a rub down and have nothing, yeah. Or they could get a Hummer from the guy who killed their family and squeeze one off. you know what I'm saying? Easily done.
Yeah, think about that.
It's great being a guy. It's so easy. It's
different
all so mechanical.
Is. Simple beasts.
Yeah.
Different women are. They're the same. Excuse me. They're the same.
Yeah. Well, if you read Cosmo, you'll think they're the same, but they're absolutely not. Courtney?
Yeah.
You're 16. What's up?
Yeah. Hi. First, I want to say hi to Maynard and Billy. You guys are, like, awesome. I loved your new album, and I saw you guys in San Diego this Saturday, and it was amazing. Anyways, my question is, I want to know if ecstasy would show up on a drug test, and if so, how long before it disappears from your body?
It's out pretty quick, certainly within about 8 to 12 hours.
Oh, really?
And I would think most routine urine screens would not specifically have MDMA on it.
Oh, okay.
Some do, but I don't think most routine ones would.
Where are you working, Walmart?
No, I'm thinking about getting a job soon, though.
And, by the way, one of the reasons people don't usually put ecstasy on the screens for regular screening is that people... it's very difficult to use ecstasy that regularly.
Mm-hmm.
Well, people are getting into it.
That's
now.
My point, though. Are you using it every day or a couple times a week?
No, I haven't done it before, but I have it right now.
Okay.
You have the ecstasy?
Yeah.
You've never done it before?
Yeah.
You're just thinking about doing it?
Yeah.
And thinking about getting a job?
Yeah.
All right, why don't you fill that application out and take that urine test and then trip on the ecstasy?
Good point.
Yeah, possibly on the way home from
Good
the
interview.
All right.
Nice planning.
Yeah.
Okay, all right,
Courtney.
I love you guys. Thanks.
Thanks.
Bye.
Do they do drug tests on every job now, or most jobs, or?
I had to do one to get in here.
No,
I gave it to the whole band.
Yes, we are. After, who was the band we had that experience with, Drew, with the drug testing? Well, after Black Rape incident many years ago. I think we installed a metal detector. Actually, that was, Drew, that's your favorite band.
Pennywise.
Yeah, after Pennywise, we had a metal detector put in.
Josh's favorite.
Jonathan?
Yeah.
You're 22. What's up?
Hi, my question is for Maynard.
Oh.
I saw your show over the weekend in San Diego, and I noticed during the song Thinking of You, you were getting a little physical in your pants, and I was wondering what you were thinking about while you were masturbating in front of thousands of people.
Oddly enough, you.
Really?
Yeah, no. We were just talking about it during the break.
Oh!
Well, I am honored.
Yeah. All right, now you can masturbate to Maynard masturbating to you.
I will do that tonight.
All right.
Cool.
Good times.
All right.
Fantastic. All right. Well, a lot of people saw you guys in San Diego. Kevin?
Yeah.
You're 21.
Yes.
What's up?
Not much. First, Maynard Billy. Saw you guys in Chicago. You were great. Love the CD.
Thanks. Thank you.
My girlfriend of 2 years told me she thinks she's bisexual.
Mm-hmm.
And what led her to that conclusion?
She's been thinking about it for, like, she said up to 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And she just... Lately, it's becoming more and more she's finding women attractive.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. To me, it sounds like she's done with the relationship.
You think?
Yes. Yeah. Usually when there's declarations made, such as, I'd like to see other people, or I want to find myself, or I need some me time, or I'm bisexual, or
I'm gay.
Yeah, they take up...
She doesn't want to act on it.
Well,
why is she
going to do this incrementally.
Yeah. This is the first step, right? I mean, does she think you're going to be hurt by it?
No, we're very open and very honest with each other, so...
Yeah, why did she tell you this?
I could tell she had something on her mind, and I kind of drug it out of her.
Oh, no, no.
Yeah.
No, if it's been on her mind for 4 years, why suddenly is it preoccupying her?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Kevin?
Yeah.
This is good news and bad news. The good news is you get one threesome. The bad news is you guys are going to break up pretty soon.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
Film it.
All right, good times.
All right.
You know, they will have a, you know, the good news for guys is women who are lesbian but don't want to admit it will have a threesome just to get to the chick. And we get that all the time. They want to be with a woman, but they don't want to sort of admit that they want to be just with a woman, so they do it under the auspices of a threesome.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, they're with the chick the whole time, but who cares if you're the guy? But then that's it. When your girlfriend tells you she thinks she's bisexual, she's saying, we're going to break up pretty soon. Aaron?
Yes?
You're 21. What's up?
Here's my situation. First of all, I'd like to say, Maynard, you're a gigantic inspiration. I love all your music since day one. I've been a huge fan.
Thank you.
Also, on the Perfect Circle album, great work. Congratulations on all the success for that. And Maynard, also congratulations on the final closing of the court case, the whole label crap.
Yeah.
Anyways, here's my problem. Over the past 2 years or so, just like half the men in the world, I've gotten into a habit of masturbating, you know, probably before I go to bed. Here's my problem being...
I do the same thing, so I take 3 naps a day, so it starts to add up, you know what I'm saying?
One between, or...?
Yeah.
Okay, well, anyways, here's... Basically, when it comes to me having sex with my girlfriend or whatever, and then I basically kind of go on autopilot, and after I kind of reach that area, I think my body is getting used to, you know, achieving orgasm and then going to sleep.
Yeah.
But it's causing a bit of a problem.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's normal.
Can you have sex, you know, here's the thing, have sex late at night.
Yeah, that'd be great.
And she'll want to go to bed, too.
Exactly.
Another one of God's treats is a change from the man and the woman. Women get sort of awakened and stimulated after sex.
Right.
Males go to sleep, so.
Right. Well, our work is done.
So we'll set the alarm for early in the morning.
Exactly.
She gets up to make breakfast and you sleep in a little.
Yeah, what were you talking about with pornography up here? There's something on the screen that says one and a
half. Oh, she got kind of mixed up.
Oh, I
see. I'm just saying that basically being kind of almost addicted to that.
Pornography.
Yeah.
Yes, I think there's a problem with your intimacy. You're detached from the relationship. You're sort of more into porno and sort of getting off and going to sleep than you are connecting.
I think that's happened due to the
fact of all, you know, doing this for like 4 years straight.
No. The behaviors certainly sort of add to it or give the momentum away from real connection, but the sort of a reason that you have trouble with intimacy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it's probably true.
All right.
I haven't had a problem, though. I mean, not to promote drug use or anything, but being on certain drugs have absolutely helped. I've lasted longer. I've been able to go longer. Maybe like marijuana type thing or maybe even some types of alcohol or...
Yeah, but she's not worried about you going longer. She's worried about you being available in a real way. Which you are not.
She likes it. That's what she gets, I mean.
All right.
Honestly.
Well, then what's the problem?
Not much. I just like to last longer, you know. That's basically my problem. And I can draw it out, but after that first shot, really, it's done, you know.
Yeah. Well, join the club, jackass.
I know.
Dare you. All these 21-year-olds going, I'm only good for 3 orgasms.
If we could figure that out, we would have.
Yeah. Exactly. That's fine. You do one, you go to bed.
Greatest hits, yep.
All right.
She's not going to be happy with that. Done. Not with none of those star errands.
You know, my penis is that of a 36-year-old, but I still have a 17-year-old brain, and my brain says halfway into the sex, I'm going for two. Oh, yeah. Tonight, I go for two. One is not enough. Definitely two. I know I always say two, but tonight, I mean two. And then it's like, I got to sit down. I think I pulled something. All right.
Make a sandwich.
Yeah, I got to make a sandwich. I got to think this whole two thing out. I turned 36 a couple of days back, and the days of the hat trick and the twin jobs are long gone. Long gone.
I just turned 36 in April.
Yeah. Yeah, you look good. I don't look as good.
No, you look pretty fine.
Huh?
You turned in April, too, right?
No, I turned into May.
Into May, that's right.
Hey, weren't you going to get me a lather?
I swear to God, I'll be a don't. Yeah,
what, when? For Christmas?
Yeah, my Christmas time. I'm going to get
Jesus Christ, I told you I wanted one of those hot lather dispensers.
Investigating? Yeah.
For a month and a half to get a $29 item from the Save-Ons?
How do you know they haven't saved?
How dare you?
Can't find where I'm going.
Send one of your lackeys from DrDrew.com down to the Save-On and get me one of my hot shaver dispenser things. Would you please?
It's a great idea.
It's humiliating for me to bug you for my gift each and every night. Claire?
Hi, Adam.
You're 20. What's up?
Yeah. I love the man show, by the way.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Well, I think I may have had a miscarriage. My menstrual cycle is very, very regular, and it has been ever since I was 14. And not to get too graphic, I guess, it ended on about the 27th, and on the 1st, it started again, but very, very heavy, kind of clumpy, sounds gross, but...
Yeah.
And I was talking to one of my friends, and she said, oh, you had a miscarriage. And it really scared me. And I don't know if I should tell my boyfriend or...
Have you been having unprotected sex?
No. We've been using condoms. And to my knowledge, it didn't break or anything. But I'm yet to find birth control that doesn't make me sick to my stomach.
Mm.
And so...
Hmm. Yeah, you think that was a miscarriage, Drew?
3 days after your period?
Yeah.
No.
No?
I don't see how.
When did you have sex last before then?
Oh, constantly.
Oh, I see.
We moved in together.
I see. So that's it. Game on.
Yeah. It doesn't make sense unless there was
why? Because
the
why did you have your period then if you were pregnant?
Well, that's what I thought. And then she also told me that you can still have your first one. She's had a baby already.
I see.
Yeah, but it's not really having your period, though.
Well, then what is it?
Yeah. I don't think it was a miscarriage. I mean, you could have ovarian cyst. You could have endometriosis. It could be a lot of different things. Yeah, it could be nothing.
The good news is you didn't have a miscarriage. The bad news is you're dying.
Okay. Okay, great.
No, thanks for calling.
It's possible, but this doesn't fit.
Well, what should she do? Should she go to the gynecologist?
I would do nothing at this point.
Nothing?
Yeah.
All right.
Is
do
it
nothing.
Too late for me to go to a doctor? Could they still tell me what's gone on?
They might be able to. If they find something, then they'll be able to equate it with that.
Hey, but, Claire?
Yeah.
But why are you consumed with this? I mean, you want to know whether to tell your boyfriend, you know.
Is this something that's going to freak out guys if I say, hey, guess what, hon, I had a miscarriage? How do you say that?
I know. I'm not saying how do you say it. I'm asking why do you say it?
Why get into it?
Yeah, why get into it?
Is it something he needs to know?
Why?
What, does he want to name the clot? You know what I mean? I mean, what possible reason would he need to know? Unless you're looking for something.
Well, I'm having a hard time with the thought of it, if that's what it is. You
most
know,
most pregnancies end in miscarriage.
Yes,
You ended
in
miscarriage.
Yeah, I ended in miscarriage, actually. That's what happened.
But that's going to be something that may well happen to you. The probability is you'll have something like that.
I mean, here's
my... The thing is, it's just emotional. It's a hard thing to...
I know, but
that's happened.
It looks like you're looking for that. You're manufacturing that.
Ooh.
It's like you're a veteran of a war that never took place. I'll write that down, Trent. That was pretty heavy.
So you're saying I'm looking for attention?
No, we don't know what you're doing it for. But the point is, it probably didn't happen. Why make a good case out of it?
Okay.
Right. Why freak yourself out and freak your boyfriend out and everything? Just, stuff goes on down there.
And I've had a regular period. That's one of the reason we get to. I mean, it could be thyroid condition. It could be a lot of different things. And it's worthwhile getting that evaluated since it's such a change for you. But way down the list, I would think, would be miscarriage.
Okay, good.
All right, so no miscarriage. Don't tell your boyfriend.
Thank you.
All right. Keep using those condoms. Steve?
Hey, what's up, you guys? First off, I'd like to say Billy and Maynard, your show last night was just incredible. Your music has really enriched my life. Just like to say thanks.
Thank you.
All right. And, my question is, I've been dating this girl for about a year now. And at first everything was cool, but as soon as, we started becoming sexually active, I noticed that, I started off really subtly, but she sort of likes to, simulate, a date rape type thing. Like, she'll say, stop, no stop. And if I do, then she'll get all pissed off. And it was really bothering me for a while, and I told her that, and she stopped. But now she seems really bored during sex, and she sort of complains about it and stuff. And I was just wondering what you thought about that, if that was normal.
No, it's not normal. Does she articulate what it is she's needing from you?
Well, I guess not directly, not verbally, but sort of implicit messages I'm getting from her are sort of, she's implying that she wants what we were doing before.
Explain to us again what that is.
Well, she wants a little simulated rape. Well,
yeah, she'll try and push me off of her and stuff.
Yeah.
And if I stop, she'll just completely be like, you aren't getting it,
Listen, Steve, every chick I'm with does that. They don't mean it. You give them another wine cooler, they're fine. Seriously, if I listened every time, if I had a dime for every time someone said, get off me, you smell, I don't want to be here.
Unacceptable.
What's that?
Yes, Steve?
Yeah.
You know what? This isn't normal, but yet it's something that happens a lot. We hear about it all the time.
Okay.
And it means something.
It does mean something.
We'd have to talk to her to know what it means.
And usually what it means is something happened.
Rough.
At some point.
That was her first that she ever had sex.
No, not that sexual abuse.
Outside of the family.
More like physical abuse.
Okay, I understand. So should I encourage that type of behavior?
Was her dad a rough guy?
I don't like him.
Nobody did he whack her a few times?
I'm asking if you're going to date him.
I think that he probably, very lightly might have physically abused
him. Well, that's where that comes from.
Yeah.
Typically. That's the pattern we see all the time.
Right.
Anyway.
Daddy was a little bit abusive, and now you're... Your daddy.
I see.
That's all right.
Being daddy, though.
I know. It's kind of weird, but on the other hand, I don't know. Aren't sort of all bets off once you hit the bedroom?
I suppose.
And it's a consensus. And it's consensual.
It's consensual.
And she's telling you she wants... It's a fetish, slightly. And in other words, it's taking away from the intimacy somewhat. On the other hand, everybody has their kind of preferences.
Right.
Actually, this isn't one that's way outside the box in terms of taking the intimacy completely away. Although he is feeling somewhat objectified and detached from the experience, which is what a fetish is supposed to do.
Yeah, but listen, I sort of think, let me ask Billy and Maynard this. Mm-hmm. As a guy, aren't you just supposed to sort of dive in and do what they dig because you're getting laid any way you slice it?
Well, if it's a conscious effort on both people and they're conscious of where each other are at and exploring that, it can be intimate. I think if you're conscious of the act that you're embarking on,
right?
And exploring. If you need it to like you said, if you need it to get off.
Well, I think he's kind of he's getting the creeps because it's feeling a little weird to him. But I think he ought to just sort of dive in and go with it.
I mean, did someone you know have this happen to him? Did someone you know get raped? I mean, it could be a very sensitive issue for you. That's you don't even want to get close to.
Steve, do you have any experience with this?
Not directly, not for myself.
I see. You were never raped?
I was never raped, now.
I see. You don't have a sister or aunt or something like that?
I suppose everyone knows someone who's been raped. I guess I have some direct experience with it, but...
Yeah. I mean, certainly just a movie itself could trigger emotions that would make that such a taboo thing that you don't even want to go there.
Yeah. Even Rape the Musical could trigger that. Did you guys catch...
Or on DVD.
Did you see that?
I saw it live. I didn't see the movie.
You didn't see it? Oh, you saw it down Broadway?
Yeah.
Yeah, I wish I would have. Was it Ben Vereen?
I was the first one. Nice.
Bruce, did you rate the musical in high school?
No, I think it was Rent we did.
Oh, you did Rent?
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, a little twist on the Rape the Musical. All right, we're going to take ourselves a little break. A Perfect Circle is here. We will hear something off the CD when we come back.
Yo, Mark Wine will be right back.
This is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Love Line on the Zone 105.
Time now for the movie preview. Join Zone 105 Saturday, June 10th at 7 p.m. at the General Cinema Mall of America 14 Theaters for a special screening of Gone in 60 Seconds. Gone in 60 Seconds features Nicolas Cage as a red-hot car thief, also starring Academy Award winner Angelina Jolie. Think Ron Howard's Grand Theft Auto for the new millennium. You can also join Zone 105 June 17th at the General Cinema Mall of America 14 for a special screening of the new animated sci-fi super spectacular Titan A.E. To win passes to these films, send your entry to Zone 105 on email, fax, or postcard, and we'll randomly draw winners. And that's the movie preview.
Anticipation. Wanting. Mysterious. Desire. Fantasizing. Playful. Flirtatious. Stimulating. Addictive. Intimate. Inviting. Tender, sensual, erotic, exotic, temptation, tantalizing, sultry, seductive, sexy, hot, exciting, fun, heart pounding, breathtaking, ecstasy, Texas style couch dancing, exclusively at Deja Vu. 315 Washington Avenue North in the Minneapolis Warehouse District. You have to experience it.
Dunwoody Institute in Minneapolis would like to apologize to all those who may have been offended by our previous radio commercials. This includes employees of fast food restaurants and guys who work the snack bar at movie theaters. We apologize to anyone who counts cars along the highway or refills ketchup containers at restaurants. We're sorry if we cheesed off any ditch diggers, factory line workers, cafeteria ladies, people who work in cubicles, and guys named Doug who still live at home with their parents while their friends are off at Dunwoody Institute learning important trades like printing and graphic arts, machine, tool and die, or engineering, drafting and design, preparing for rewarding, high-paying careers. For the rest of you, however, there is still time to call Dunwoody Institute at 612-374-5800. That's 612-374-5800. Before we make fun of your job.
If you're interested in learning about printing and graphics production and haven't seen Dunwoody's multi-million-dollar state-of-the-art printing facility, contact Tracy today at 612-374-5800 to arrange a tour. That's 374-5800. Call today.
I'm Brian Oak.
Hi, Brian. I'm Mary Lucia. Mornings on Zone 105.
The Zone 105 morning show is very exciting, very now, and a big part of that is you, the listener. And that's just answer the question. This morning on Zone 105. Hey, let's take another phone call. Good morning, Zone 105.
What?
Zone 105.
Okay, the wrong number.
Okay, let's try one more phone call. Good morning, Zone 105.
Can I call that station again?
Brian Oak and Mary Lucia. Mornings on Alternative Classics. Zone 105.
This is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Love Line on the Zone 105. Yep. It is, that's Pennywise, right? Yes. There you go. Nice. Perfect Circle is the band that's here tonight. Billy and Maynard are both here. We're going to hear something off the new CD. We'll take one call. Talk to Prada, who's 26.
Okay. Oh, boy.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, 26.
Prada?
Hi. I wanted to talk to you guys about my boyfriend and I, Ed.
Anyways, we've been together for the last 3 years, and he's really into, about 4 months ago, we decided to try a strap-on in our relationship to spice it up, and now he won't have sex with me any other way. He only likes it up the butt, and he says he's not gay, and I love him so much, and I don't know what to do, and he's in the car with me, and we need to figure out how to work through this.
Anna, did you pick up your sandals in Phoenix or not?
I have a suggestion.
You guys obviously know Frana.
Can we talk to Gucci? Is Gucci on the line?
Is she a stripper you met on the road?
No. She's only the mother of my son.
Oh!
Nice touch.
God, I'm going to hell.
Nice touch.
Really? So I'm guessing the mother of your son would be your ex-girlfriend or ex-wife?
Yeah.
Yeah. You guys get along okay?
Yeah, yeah, obviously. She's
well, listen to that bitter
giving me a hard time on the road.
Yeah, but that's, I mean, what's the situation? You have joint custody and all that stuff?
Yeah.
And you see him like weekends or whatever?
Whenever I can.
I'll tell you, I grew up, well, actually, I'm not a good example of that, but my parents divorced when I was like 7, and I was like Monday, Wednesday, Friday with mom, and the rest of the days with dad. And
that sounds confusing.
No, I didn't like either one of them, actually, but it was, but, you know, it wasn't, I didn't, you know, as hard as it is for Drew to believe, it didn't F me up that much.
You're so detached to your feelings, how the hell would you know?
That's right, Drew. How dare you? How dare you?
Just open
that
up to your therapist a little bit.
First off,
talk about on the radio and you won't talk about it. You're going goddamn therapist.
All right, here's what I'm going to talk about after we get over
how you killed me.
Well, first we got the big Lakers victory. Okay. That's what I start off with tomorrow morning at the therapist's office. I mean, game 7. Well, Drew, if I'm thinking about it, should I be able to talk about it? Drew wants me to go in there and cry and masturbate the entire 50 minutes. I know. Now, you know what? I was saying to somebody, and I think this is a good thing. The older I get, the further away I get from caring about what other guys do on another team. I mean, I was like, I would have been crazy for the Lakers 10 years ago, and now it's like, hey, if they win, great. If they don't, great. Don't care. I can only care so much about millionaires for, you know, out there. I know I'm starting to sound like my mom now, but, they get millions of dollars for putting a ball through a hoop. You know what I mean? And, like, remember, there was a point in your life when you would argue and go, oh, you don't understand the game. And now I'm going, maybe she had a point. I'm not getting into it. All right, let's hear something from Perfect Circle. Drew, pronounce the name of this song so I don't screw it up.
Magdalena?
Magdalena.
Fantastic.
Oddly enough, you were speaking about strippers earlier.
And that's one of them?
Well, it's about them.
Thank you.
That was a hard out. Thanks, Anderson. You did a good job at that. Anderson had the 10 and the 9 and then the pinky point right at the end. That's a perfect circle off of Resident Gnomes.
Yeah, did that right? That's fine.
Did I get that one right? All right. They
swinging a
miss. I see. Mered the Gnomes.
Mayor the Gnomes.
Mayor the Gnomes.
And the way he spelled Mer is interesting. It's mother. We got to spell. Supposed to see.
Mer de nom. Right?
If you say it, Mer de nom, it means poopy names.
Oh, really? Oh, am I saying the S word? We don't have any French listeners. All right, ready to move on here, Drew?
Yep.
A little froggy over there. Catherine?
Yes.
You're 20.
Yes.
What's up?
Well, I went to my yearly gyno appointment, and I found out that I have two uteruses and two cervixes.
And you never did that before?
No.
Wow.
Yeah.
What were they doing before? Just missing it?
You know, yeah, they did. They said it was really hard to find, yeah. I guess. But I would think, you know, that they would kind of find it the first time, but I guess not.
And did you have an ultrasound?
Yeah, I did. And I had an MRI, uh-huh. And it was kind of interesting when I got to see them.
Is one of them sort of underdeveloped?
You know, no, they said that they're both pretty much fully developed.
Wow.
But they
did they charge you more?
No.
No.
Double.
Nice. Yeah. Passing along, yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, and they also said that I might have two vaginal canals, but they can't tell.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's kind of different.
They don't have a flashlight?
I don't know.
How can they not figure that one out? I can figure that one out.
I don't know.
Hold on. Can they figure that one out?
I think what they're telling
us. It's like a layup.
That you might have two.
You need tickets to the show.
Yeah.
That you might have two sort of passageways in there, and they couldn't really delineate one from the other.
Yeah, probably.
So they sort of collapse together. Right. I can see where that could be hard to see. Right?
Yeah. Well, my question is.
Yeah.
Not that it would be too. There'd be a septum going all the way to the perineum.
Right.
You know what I'm saying, Adam? So maybe inside there, there's two, it forks out.
Perineum, yeah. I thought the girls have septum and a perineum.
Yeah.
Oh.
Really?
No, you mean. You're talking about...
bust out the clay.
Yeah. You're drawing something. Go ahead.
In other words, the uterus over here. There's one over here.
Yeah.
And the cervix is here.
Yeah.
Maybe there's a fork in the road here somewhere, see?
Yeah.
And it doesn't go all the way to here.
Yeah.
That's not there.
You should see this drawing.
The fork.
Great.
Here.
Where's the coos?
Hey, it looks right like a horse
shark. Right in the beginning there? Okay. All right.
Plenty of natural light.
Yeah. Hey, Catherine?
Yes.
So how does that make you feel?
Well, I was actually kind of shocked, you know. It was just kind of unexpected. I thought it was pretty normal, but...
Anything they want to do about this?
You know, well, I had a couple questions. I was in shock when I found out, so I didn't get to ask all the questions I needed to.
Okay.
And so I wanted to know, they said that they were thinking when I wanted to get pregnant, they'd put an IUD in one side.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to know if, you know, if they did that, would I still be able to ministrate on that side?
That's right.
Interesting question. Yeah,
so,
you might even bleed heavier.
So they want to put an IUD on one side,
right,
so that the egg and the sperm don't connect on that one side.
Right.
And then let the sperm go the other route.
Because you don't want to try to have dual uteruses pregnant.
Yeah.
That would not be good.
Yeah.
Right. Although, what's the big difference between that and twins?
Yeah.
To me, it's like they both got their own pad, you know?
Like, I think you should rent the space out.
Yeah, why don't you do that?
Oh, yeah. Make a little money, huh?
Okay,
sure.
So that's a great idea. All right, what else?
Well, not for another infant, but, like, you know, guys keep their snow tires and stuff there.
You'll add some slight risk to getting tubal and uterine infections on that side.
Right.
But, okay, what else?
Okay, and then I wanted to know if it was possible to get pregnant on both sides.
Simultaneously?
Okay, and also...
I would say yes.
Okay.
But judging just by the recommendations they're giving you for putting the IUD in.
Right.
Yeah. It only could be done by a black blues singer, though. No mortal man could do that. It'd have to be a guy who had like 25 kids.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I couldn't pull that off.
Oh, good.
I could get half of you pregnant. I couldn't do both sides.
You need to do the. You need to find a partner that has two penises. Yeah.
Could you do that?
Is it a forked penis?
Or a really good body?
Fork penis.
A fork penis.
So what's the two-headed? So what's the other?
There's a website for that.
Also, I wanted to know if I could get pregnant, you know, if I could have twins, would it be...
Well, probably wouldn't be twins.
You don't think it would?
Well, it would be twins if both sides got pregnant, but they wouldn't be from the same egg and sperm.
So they'd be fraternal.
Mm-hmm. But it sounds like they have concerns about structurally supporting that.
Exactly.
Hey, so, Catherine?
Yes.
Here's my advice. Do not get high. Your head will explode.
I'm past that.
not just high, don't do mushrooms.
Yeah, you get high on mushrooms and think about your two uteruses and you will go insane. You know what I'm saying? This is, by the way, why I can't do mushrooms anymore.
Because you'll start thinking about Catherine's uteri?
No, I'll think about my own uteri. No, you know why? Seriously, this sounds weird, but when I was like 23 and I was working construction, I could do mushrooms because I didn't have that much to think about. If I got really high on mushrooms now and started thinking about having two TV shows and a radio show, I would go insane. I would just start running around like I wouldn't... Like, I would freak out. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
I mean...
Having two bands?
Yeah, you got two bands, and you're high on mushrooms. And you're
right now.
Going out with Nine Inch Nails, you know, in front of 18,000 people. You know what I'm saying? Drew, you don't know. You didn't do enough mushrooms when you were younger, but you would freak out.
I didn't do enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, mm-hmm. There's still time. All right, we're going to take ourselves a little break of Perfect Circles, our guest tonight. We'll be back after this.
Loveline with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
1-800-LOVE-191.
This is Adam
Carolla. This is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
Dunwoody Institute in Minneapolis would like to apologize to all those who may have been offended by our previous radio commercials. This includes employees of fast food restaurants and guys who work the snack bar at movie theaters. We apologize to anyone who counts cars along the highway or refills ketchup containers at restaurants. We're sorry if we cheesed off any ditch diggers, factory line workers, cafeteria ladies, people who work in cubicles, and guys named Doug who still live at home with their parents while their friends are off at Dunwoody Institute learning important trades like printing and graphic arts, machine, tool and die, or engineering, drafting and design, preparing for rewarding, high-paying careers. For the rest of you, however, there is still time to call Dunwoody Institute at 612-374-5800. That's 612-374-5800. Before we make fun of your job.
If you're interested in learning about printing and graphics production and haven't seen Dunwoody's multi-million-dollar state-of-the-art printing facility, contact Tracy today at 612-374-5800 to arrange a tour. That's 374-5800. Call today.
Anticipation. Wanting. Mysterious. Desire. Fantasizing. Playful. Flirtatious. Stimulating. Addictive. Intimate. Inviting. Tender. Sensual. Erotic. Exotic. Temptation. Tantalizing. Sultry. Seductive. Sexy. Hot. Exciting. Fun. Heart pounding. Breathtaking. Ecstasy. Texas style couch dancing. Exclusively at Deja Vu. 315 Washington Avenue North in the Minneapolis Warehouse District. You have to experience it.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Loveline on the Zone 105.
One safe place for kids.
In the back seat, baby.
Baby face is staying intact.
Larry, yo, Larry, maybe you should keep your day job.
Ow, that hurts.
Not as much as our day job.
Woo!
Backseat, baby.
Stay alive even when I drive.
should learn a lot from a dummy.
Rick's Cabaret is now open late, serving a full menu with a great selection of appetizers, entrees, and desserts. Show up late for a fantastic meal and stay even later. Rick's is open as late as 2 a.m. Monday through Thursday and as late as 3 a.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Rick's Cabaret offers the most beautiful women, the best in cocktails, and fantastic food. And at Rick's Cabaret, you'll appreciate all of this in a relaxed, comfortable atmosphere. Plus, there's never a cover before 5 p.m., but really any time is the right time to enjoy life's finest pleasures, even lunch. Rick's Cabaret serves their incredible lunch buffet from 11 to 2, featuring prime rib on Wednesdays. After you've satiated your appetite, sit back and enjoy one of their fine cigars. On Mondays, don't miss their amateur night contest with $350 in cash prizes. Rick's Cabaret in downtown Minneapolis, located at 3rd and 3rd, and open late for your adult entertainment pleasure. For a virtual experience, check out their website at ricks.com.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Offline on the Zone 105. Yep, it is Loveline. I'm Slick Merkin. That's my partner over there, Dr. Drew. Billy Maynard are both here from A Perfect Circle. And we are going to hop back on the phones and speak to Lauren. Lauren, you're 16.
Yeah, hi. My mom has been sober for about a year and 2 months. And I've been noticing that she's acting kind of a little groggy lately. And I found out she's on this medication called Zenical. I'm not sure if that's the correct pronunciation.
But to lose weight. That's not going to make her groggy.
Are you sure?
That's going to hype her out.
No. It's not even absorbed. It just prevents fat from being absorbed in your system.
So, I mean, she said they kind of make her feel weird.
They might make her feel a little weird, but they don't make her feel groggy.
Okay, so there is a chance she might be drinking again. I mean, because it...
Or something.
Okay.
Well, you would know, wouldn't you? I mean, you lived with her all those years.
That's why I'm asking. Her doctor said none of this would do anything, you know, it wouldn't make her groggy or anything like that, because I had asked her.
I agree with the doctor. Is there anything else she's taking?
No, she's usually pretty strict about stuff like that. She usually doesn't take anything.
Zenical only. That's it?
Yeah.
All right. Why don't you ask her? Is she?
I did. That's what I'm saying. The doctor had said.
No, why don't you ask her mom?
She's drinking.
I did. She got really offensive, but she has always been like that.
Well, you're going to Alateen?
Even when she was sober, huh?
You going to Alateen?
What?
Are you going to Alateen?
What's that?
Alateen?
I'll just answer the question, then we'll tell you what it is.
it's a codependency recovery program for people your age, other kids.
Oh, no. I mean,
for you, Alateen.
No, huh?
Okay, you need to go.
Why?
You're growing up with an addicted mom. It's important that you deal with your son. It will have impact on you if you don't take some steps.
Well, I think you're kind of judging me from your previous callers.
No, Lauren. Lauren.
Yeah.
I work in addiction recovery. We always make sure that the teen children of alcoholic parents get into Alateen. It's a crucial part of your health. Okay?
All right.
Okay. Then they will help you deal with her relapse, if indeed that's what she's into right now.
Okay.
All right. Arming yourself is important. Alateen. Being conscious of it.
Yeah. The most important thing you can do in situations like this is take care of yourself.
Boy, Lauren went from, I think my mom's back on the juice to, huh? What are you talking about? How dare you?
Yeah.
What do you mean? No, you don't understand.
Yeah.
Like, did you notice that shift?
Yeah.
She started off with mom's been an alcoholic. She just got off a year and a half ago. She's been an alcoholic my whole life. I think she's back on the booze. And she went, like, from that to, what are you talking about?
Well, she
what
felt like,
you?
No, she went to, it's not about me.
Yeah, exactly.
It's about my addict mom. You see, and that's what codependency. Yeah.
But isn't it amazing, too, how she was 16, she sounded like she was 25?
I was going to say something about that.
Yeah. Which is... There's 16-year-olds who grew up, you know, normal family, and they're 16, and then there's 16-year-olds who've grown up around an alcoholic mom for 15 years, and they sound like they got some miles on them. Like Lauren had to start being an adult at 9.
She had to pick up the slack early.
Yeah, you kind of get the feeling she was making her own lunches and signing the report card at 11 and 12 years old. I mean, it's like... It's like, you know, some other culture where, you know, at 14 they're married, then they have a couple kids that come up. You know, it's like she became an adult woman by 12. Natalie?
Yeah.
You're 20. What's up?
Actually, I'm just wondering about the morning after pill.
Uh-huh.
How effective it is.
Very. Well, it depends when you take it. It's about 75% if it's in the first 3 days.
Okay.
What? How long after the intercourse?
Well, I had intercourse last night, and what happened was, like, the condom came off.
Okay. It's about 90% effective if you take, well, 85% effective if you take it in the first 24 hours.
Yeah, I actually just took it at, like, 7 today.
Perfect. Perfect.
Oh, okay.
Did
I take one again tomorrow? I took four again tomorrow.
Tomorrow morning, yeah.
Effective?
Yeah, very effective.
So will I have, like, bleeding or?
Not necessarily. No.
Really?
The condom came off in you?
Yeah.
How'd you get it out?
Pulled it out.
I just dove in there?
Yeah.
All right. Where was the guy? Was he standing around offering encouragement?
Yeah.
He was?
Cheering.
Yeah, that's a little weird. I've never been there for that. You couldn't just go. Or something?
No.
Say a different hole?
It's that easy.
You gotta go up there and get it?
Yeah.
They don't make a tool for that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they do?
You don't have them in your home.
Oh, you don't?
It wasn't.
Yeah, pick one of those up. Who makes it? Snap-on or rigid? Who makes that tool?
Makita.
Makita?
Yeah.
Solid.
Yeah.
Good. They make a battery operated one, actually.
Yeah, Natalie.
So, okay, I'm going to see Nine Inch Nails tomorrow.
Yeah.
And can I drink or do drugs or, I mean, will that affect it in any way?
Shouldn't. You're going to feel kind of nauseated, though, so just beware.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah. Just stick with the weed and the acid. Easy on the booze, all right?
What about E?
Unacceptable.
Oh, please.
Yeah.
Bradley, please.
You're going to see a perfect circle tomorrow night, too, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Get there earlier, you'll miss it.
That's actually who I'm going to see.
Don't blink.
Oh, all right. Well, why did you say you're going to go see Nine Inch Nails tomorrow night? We have a perfect circle sitting right here.
Maynard, I love you. Awesome.
You can prove your love by not vomiting tomorrow.
I'm not doing E, please.
Please don't do E.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
Show up early.
Thanks, bye.
All right. Sonia.
Yes?
You're 16, what's up?
Yeah, I had sex with a guy, like, last night, earlier today.
Wow.
And, like, he was, like, really big, and now after the intercourse, I've been having pains.
Yeah. How old is he?
He's 19.
Mm-hmm. 16, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. And is he your boyfriend?
No.
No. What's up?
No, we're just messing around talking right now.
I see. Just having sex and talking?
Yeah.
All right. Wow. I don't trust him that much. He's a little bit old for you.
Okay. Did you use a condom?
No.
Yeah, so it could be infection, could be a lot of things.
What are you looking to do? Did he pull out?
No.
All right. Hey, Sony, what's your plan, honey? You want to get pregnant?
No, not really.
Well, what are you thinking?
I don't know.
Well?
Because I've had sex with, like, other guys before. And,
oh,
like,
okay.
I've never, like, been in pain like this.
I know, but I'm worried about you getting pregnant. You understand, Sonia?
Uh-huh.
Hey, Sonia?
Yeah?
Listen to me. I literally have about 20 seconds with you. You're going to get pregnant. You're going to get pregnant young. You have a 25% higher chance of getting pregnant just because your name is Sonia. I'm telling you. And you will get pregnant if you're just having sex with
Absolutely.
Guys unprotected and not thinking a thing of it. You're 16 now. By the time you're 17 and a half,
be pregnant.
You will definitely be pregnant.
Regardless
Please
of the size.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
And the same patient needs to be examined, so you got to get proper care, too.
That is right. We'll take a break.
We'll be right back with more.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
Hello?
Hi, I'm John. I was wondering if you would sign this petition against the...
Oh, Rex! Sorry. He'll be done in a second. Fact is best if you just let him finish. Hang on, let me just go turn down Soundbreak.com.
Soundbreak.com? Is that an online music site?
No, it's way better. They have a 24-hour global webcast. It's a live digital jockey playing fresh new music from everywhere in the world to everywhere in the world.
Huh.
Oh, yeah, they might play some hot new unsigned band from Britain in the same rotation with, like, Korn, Dr. Dre, and Moby.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah, and they also have chat rooms and message boards where everyone can rate the bands and talk about the music.
Soundbreak.com sounds cool.
Oh, there. He's done. You want to wash that stain out before it sets?
Oh, sure. And maybe I can listen to a little more Soundbreak.com.
Soundbreak.com.
the interactive online music experience.
Looking for great deals on pro audio, lighting, DJ, and recording gear? Check out Metro Sound and Lighting, the Midwest Rock and Roll Pro Store. You'll find a huge selection of pro audio and electronics from names like Electroboy, QSD, JBL, Audio Technica, Crown, and more. Visit the Metro Discount Mic Shop and Wireless System in stock at great prices. You'll love Metro Sound and Lighting's recording department with hands-on demos on Elitis, Mackie, Tascam, DigiDesign, Roland, and more. Metro Sound and Lighting has one of the area's largest lighting showrooms with all the hottest gear from Martin, High-End, NSI, Leprechaun, and American DJ. Shop with the pros. Let Metro's experienced and knowledgeable staff get you geared up in a friendly, no-pressure environment. Great prices, great selection, and great people. Visit Metro Sound and Lighting on University Avenue in St. Paul, just off Snelling and I-94.
If you've got an anniversary coming up, this may be the year to get her an anniversary band. I'm Tom Shane, and our selection of anniversary bands is great in all designs and price ranges. In principle, an anniversary band is a ring with a row or a couple of rows of diamonds running across her finger. Of course, buying from the Shane Company guarantees the diamonds will all be top quality and perfectly matched. Also popular this year are three-stone anniversary rings, where the center diamond is larger than the two matching side stones. Available in platinum, white, or yellow gold, these three-stone anniversary rings are traditional, yet at the same time the newest fashion statement. A gift of diamonds will make this anniversary the one she'll remember forever.
Now you have a friend in the diamond business, the Shane Company. In Minnetonka at 394 and Hopkins Crossroad, and in Woodbury at I-94 and Radio Drive. Open Monday through Friday till 8, Saturday and Sunday till 5.
The gay lesbian community invites you to the annual Gay Lesbian Bisexual Transgender Pride Festival in Loring Park, Saturday and Sunday, June 24th and 25th. All GLBT people, their family and friends are welcome. There's something for everyone.
Three stages of live entertainment.
Three food courts.
Beer garden.
The children's and family area.
And of course,
the fabulous Pride Parade on Sunday morning along Hennepin Avenue at 11 a.m.
Don't miss the fireworks on Saturday night.
Or the big block party, Loring Park, Sunday at 5. For details, call the Pride Line, 952-996-9250.
Or visit them online at tcpride.com.
Zone 105, with 20 years of alternative classics, all on one station.
Dude, you guys are going to go back in time.
Yeah!
You are going to have the most excellent adventures you get.
Plus, Zone 105 kicks off your workday with 105 minutes of commercial-free zone music at 9 a.m., just after Brian Oak and Mary Lucia. Then, join Zone 105 for the flashback lunch at noon and the flashbacks at 5 for your ride home. 20 years of alternative classics. Zone 105.
This is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Love Line on the Zone 105. All right, that is it. I think Billy made it from coming in here from a perfect circle, and take us to go out and catch them tomorrow night at the pond. If in fact there's still tickets available, I don't even know. But if not, you got to go up to Frisco, Portland, Spokane, Sacramento, Salt Lake City, or Denver. And Maynard says you probably can't get some tickets, but you're going to have to start real early tomorrow for the
pond. You'll be going dead on at 8.
And get there early for a perfect circle. All right. Thank you very much, guys.
Thank you for having us. Good luck to you.
Amy Mann in here tomorrow night. Until next time, it's Adam Kroll for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
I just got done whacking off to my mom.
Well, now.
This has been Loveline. The stuff expressed on Loveline is not necessarily the stuff of the staff, management, sponsors, or anyone else.